From the outside, Edgewood Elementary School looks and sounds the same as any other school year. But this year, Mosaica Education, the charter company that's running the school, hopes a new curriculum, longer school day, and year-round classes will improve student success.
Why do zebras have stripes? That's a fascinating question.
After recess, a classroom of third graders begins a lesson about Greek philosophers. Most students seem really eager to participate, although one student was removed for interrupting class. Fifth grader Nia Merriweather has been going to Edgewood Elementary for years. I asked her how things are going this year, now that the charter school company is running her school.
I think it is okay. I, like, care about who running it, because, like, what if one day, like, somebody that don't know how to handle schools, like, try to run it? I would care, because it affects me, too.
So far, not so bad under the new system, Merriweather says. In fact, she picked Paragon, the charter company's trademarked curriculum, as her favorite part about school this year. Paragon is sort of like social studies, but with a more worldly focus.
Right now, we're studying Rome, like the Roman Empire, how strong their army was. We learned about Julius Caesar, and we learned about Cleopatra. I thought she was Egyptian, but she's Greek.
Muskegon High Schools is paying $200,000 a year for Mosaica Education's special Paragon curriculum. Over the next 5 years, the for-profit charter school company will make at least $8.5 million in management and curriculum fees from Muskegon Heights schools. And like any school district, that money comes from taxes that go into the state's school aid fund. Almost every student I talked to said Paragon was one of their favorite changes since the charter school took over. It's a change that wouldn't have happened without Mosaica, but not all the teachers like it. Craig Oliver has been a social studies teacher for decades. He left his longtime teaching job to work in Muskegon Heights' new charter district, but he quit by October. He was not a fan of Paragon or Mosaica's scheduled lessons throughout the day.
I compare it to the procedures at McDonald's. You only do things a certain way.
Oliver says he and other teachers got written warnings when they didn't follow what he called a strict schedule.
They wanted every school and every teacher to function like that, to do the job in a certain way so that, from their point of view, they are guaranteeing a product. Having dealt with little human beings for 21 years, it doesn't always work out like that. You need to build rapport and relationships.
And that's been tough, considering all the staff from last year was laid off, and this year, one in four teachers have already quit, as Oliver did. The charter school company has plans to raise student achievement beginning this year. The head of Mosaica Education called this a challenge, considering Muskegon Heights High School, Middle School, and Edgewood Elementary are among the worst performing in Michigan. Mosaica's tests show students have fallen between 1 and 3 grades behind. State tests show practically no Muskegon Heights graduate has been considered college ready for years. In the final part of our series, could this happen to your school district? And we'll consider the next steps for Muskegon Heights schools. I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.